You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Darian and Shailene Ellers go camping with their two-month-old baby boy. Other campers notice the child looks malnourished, and they beg the couple to leave the child with them overnight. Urban and Ellers allow it in exchange for a six-pack of beer. Next morning, Urban and Ellers approach the camper taking care of their baby. Instead of getting the baby back, the couple offers to sell the tot for $1,000 because having three dogs and a baby just isn't working. Their words, not mine.
Nancy, the parents even drew up a contract specifically stating that the camper purchasing their child could not change their mind in the future. Police discovered cell phone footage of the document signing. The camper who was caring for the baby immediately noticed the little boy had extreme diaper rash along with blisters and swelling on his genitals. The baby now in the care of Arkansas Family Services.
Darian Urban, 21. Shailene Ellers, 20. Now charged with endangering welfare of a minor and accepting compensation for relinquishment of a minor, translation, trying to sell their baby. Detroit Judge Kenneth King allows students from a local high school to observe his courtroom during a field trip, but becomes angry when he notices a student nodding off. King orders the bailiff to arrest 15-year-old Eva Goodman and threatens to send her to juvie. The terrified teen, who has no permanent address, apologizes and sobs, but King makes her change into jail clothes and sit handcuffed for the rest of the visit. Judge Kenneth King loses his courtroom duties after the incident, ordered to attend social-emotional training by the chief judge. He's now been allowed back on the bench, but he shifted from seeing major felonies to traffic court. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities in North Carolina have arrested a 20-year-old man in connection with the killing of former Clemson football player DeAndre Overton. The Guilford County Sheriff's Office has now confirmed that Jeremiah Diego Blanks was charged with first-degree murder in the fatal shooting that occurred last month in Greensboro, Overton's hometown. Sheriff Danny Rogers said investigators worked closely with the U.S. Marshals Service to apprehend Blanks in Michigan, where he was taken into custody. Blanks is currently being held in the Oakland County Jail near Pontiac, awaiting extradition to North Carolina. Details regarding a possible motive remain unclear, and law enforcement have not provided additional information about the suspect. The 26-year-old Overton was discovered on September 7th after deputies responded to reports of a loud gathering. Despite efforts to provide medical aid, Overton was pronounced dead at the scene. Overton, who played as a wide receiver for Clemson from 2016 to 2019, was a member of the Tigers' national championship teams in 2016 and 2018. During his college career, he recorded 52 receptions, 777 yards, and 7 touchdowns. His death was announced just hours before Clemson's victory over Appalachian State, and head coach Dabo Sweeney paid tribute to Overton during the team's pregame entrance, stopping to acknowledge his former player's plaque at the stadium. Now to Louisiana, as prosecutors have upgraded charges against a TikTok personality accused of killing a Baton Rouge therapist. Let's bring in Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for more.
20-year-old Terrian Thomas, who is known online as Mr. Prada, now faces a first-degree murder charge in connection with the death of 69-year-old Dr. Nick Abraham. The new charge, announced Tuesday, was elevated from second-degree murder under a Louisiana law that applies when the victim is over 65, making the case eligible for the death penalty. Dr. Abraham's body was found on September 29th, wrapped in a tarp along a highway in rural Tangipahoa Parish. Authorities say the day before, he was last seen entering Thomas's apartment in Baton Rouge around 11 a.m., this according to surveillance footage. A subsequent search of the apartment revealed evidence of a violent struggle, including multiple sharp objects, weapons, and significant blood traces. Testing confirmed the blood was Dr. Abraham's. Thomas was arrested in Dallas on October 1st after allegedly fleeing in the victim's car. He was extradited to Louisiana and booked into the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison earlier this week. Investigators have not yet disclosed a motive for the killing. Thomas's relationship to Dr. Abraham remains unclear.
The upgraded charge brings additional weight to the case, potentially leading prosecutors to seek the death penalty.
Thanks, John. Lisa Chandler's two sons staying with dad for the week, so she plans to make a six-hour drive from Wolf City, Texas to her mom, Starks, Louisiana. She calls mom to let her know she's leaving after a morning doctor's appointment. When she doesn't show up and doesn't answer calls, Lisa's mom drives to Wolf City to find Lisa's car in the driveway, her dog running loose in the front yard. The doors to her home unlocked, windows open, TV on, purse inside. Canines track her scent down Highway 34 for 5 miles until it abruptly stops. Cops believe she may have gotten into a car. No further clues. Lisa Chandler, 5'6", 110 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes, scar, upper lip, and below left eye, 44. If you have info on Lisa Chandler, now missing 17 years, call Hunt County, Texas Sheriffs, 903-453-6800. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.